Chase and Big Joe live today at Tennessee Brew Works. Having a good time, and our show is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Big Joe is on a plane headed to Delaware with the Blue Raiders. But right now we talk to another Joe, Joe Rexroad, one half of Robbie and Rexroad. Mornings from 6 to 9 here on 102.5 The Game. Rexy, how are you?
I'm great, Chase. How you doing, buddy?
Good. So you're driving, you're road tripping, right?
Little road trip, little take a kid back to school, do a little, got some work to do up there, also up in East Lansing, so, you know.
That's a good time. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to join me today. So I'm going to ask you our question that a lot of people have been weighing in on. It's a very simple one. I have said no, just full disclosure, but through seven games, is Cam Ward a bust?
No, I don't think anybody through seven games is a bust. I really don't. I mean, half of this league now is like some of the best quarterback situations in this league are guys who were given up on after way more than seven games. So I think people who want to apply that tag at this point are just, I mean, they're just trying to rile people up. I mean, that's not, to me, a reasonable take. Now, do I believe he's going to end up being a great quarterback? I'd say no there too. Well, you know, but I said that coming out of the draft. I don't know that he has all that you need. But I'm keeping an open mind, and I think we've seen, you know, talent for sure, some good things, and it's just so hard to judge him because of what's around him. As you know, the context of what's around Cam Ward makes it really difficult to have the conversation, because it's just like, how do you divvy up, like, whose fault is this and that? For the most part with the Titans, it's all about a blame pie, not a credit pie, because it's so bad.
Joe Rexroad is with us. And, you know, one thing we've talked about is the coaching wasn't right. I think we realized relatively quickly that Brian Callahan wasn't the right fit. And so now it is even more important for the Titans to find the guy that is going to be the right fit for Cam Ward. There are plenty of examples across the league of, you know, I mean, look at what San Francisco's done, that you get some guys that were cast-offs and viewed as busts, and, you know, Shanahan turns them into serviceable quarterbacks that go on and get their second opportunity somewhere else. So do you trust this Titans brass, led by Chad Brinker, to find the right guy that is going to be the right fit for Cam Ward?
I would say yes to that, Chase, but I would tell you that I believe they could get lucky. like I think it's possible that they don't screw it up. I mean, look, you know, obviously Borgonzi's new, and Borgonzi, I mean, I tend to agree with Garski. Like, so far, we don't have a lot of evidence that says Borgonzi is screwing things up. So he may be very good at hiring a coach. So, I mean, I don't distrust him. You know, even with Brinker, look, obviously he's been here for a lot of bad stuff. But when they hired Brian Callahan 2 years ago, that was, everybody celebrated that, right? Like, that made sense. And the whole point was, this is a guy who knows good quarterback play and has been around good quarterback, was there with Joe Burrow from the start. So, of course, you'd want him with a young quarterback. So, I mean, it's just, like, they need to get the coach right, and it doesn't have to be the coach. It doesn't have to be the quarterback OC coach. It can be just a good head coach who hires his own good OC. But they also have to, like, get a right tackle who can play. They need so many other things personnel-wise also to make things possible for Cam Ward to be good.
Do you have a top three for your candidates of who you would want?
You know, I haven't thought about it. Those are what I can come up with on right now.
I'll tell you mine, and you tell me. Okay, you tell me what you think. Arthur Smith, okay. Mainly because, yep, I think he's a much better coach than we saw in Atlanta, and he knows what he's getting himself into. So he's number one. I have talked to people that have convinced me more on Matt Nagy. That Matt Nagy, again, better coach than maybe you saw in Chicago. And then Robert Saleh. Those are my top three.
That's amazing, because I think I might have the same three. I don't know if it's in the same order, but I thought I might be different from you with Saleh. But, no, I think Saleh, with a good OC, could be really good. I know how bad it went with the Jets, but again, I think with the Jets, you kind of, you know, like you just have to put an asterisk next to anybody who was with the Jets in the last few years, right? I mean,
yeah.
But unfortunately, you have to kind of do that with the Titans too. But no, I like those. I think, you know, yeah, like I agree on Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith might be my third choice, just because I think Nagy might be my top choice. And you know, McCarthy is another guy who obviously Mike McCarthy is another guy who, you know, I think makes sense, and he's had success obviously as a coach. He's won a Super Bowl. But I also wonder if maybe his best days are behind him. And I mean, game management stuff does matter. And I'm really, like, it's just too much of a common thing with him. Nagy, I'm with you. Like, I think if people really look at that, what goes to the playoffs twice, I think, with Trubisky, right? He was NFL Coach of the Year 1 year. Eventually they run him out of there because Chicago, that's what happens in Chicago. And so, yeah, like, I like that. That might be my number one choice. I might go Nagy, Sala, Smith. And, you know, I like Arthur Smith a lot. And it's kind of the same thing. He didn't have a quarterback in Atlanta. The only thing, we've talked about the whole thing, like, knowing the landscape, and that's true. But also, he was with this organization when things were going great, and Amy was awesome. And she was always around and, like, going to tailgates. So, he was out of there before things got bad and she started firing everybody, you know?
Well, he was with this organization when Tommy Smith was running things, too. So, I mean, he's seen that.
That is true. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. He's got the institutional knowledge of the family and all that, for sure.
Yeah, I just think the key would be, like, if you went Sala, you know, you'd have to get the right coordinator. That's where I think I'd be okay with bringing in the guru to run the offense. I just don't want another offensive guru as the head coach.
Yeah, but with Arthur and Nagy, isn't that basically what you would have?
Yeah, well, okay, I should have said this better. But, like, I'm fine with a guy that has been, you know, is an offensive-minded head coach. I'm talking about, like, the Cliff Kingsbury or, you know, in Callahan's case that had never called plays or, you know, trying to find the next – you know, Shanahan or whatever, and that I just, like, Joe Brady, I don't want any part of Joe Brady. I don't think that's going to work here. He's going to get a job somewhere, and great for him. That's not what I'm looking for.
No, I hear that, and I think that's, I mean, I'm just guessing, but, you know, I think a lot of times with a franchise, you have a particular type of coach who fails, you probably don't go do the same thing next time.
Right.
And I'm with you. I mean, I think Joe Brady might be great, but there is more risk when you haven't done the things he hasn't done, and some of these other guys we're talking about have done more, and that does matter.
Joe Rexroad is with us. Shifting gears to some college. Vanderbilt, game day in town as they take on Missouri. Top 10 for the first time since 1947, I think is what it is. Yep. Do you think Diego Pavia is going to be in New York come December?
I think he really gave himself a great boost beating LSU. But, you know, it's like, I mean, think back 3 years ago, Chase. You go back to this time in the 2022 season. In fact, you could go almost a month later in the 2022 season, and Hendon Hooker was going to win the Heisman. He sure as hell was going to be in New York, right?
Yeah.
So then they lose at Georgia. He gets hurt. They lose at South Carolina. He doesn't even get an invite, which I still think he got snubbed, by the way. He should have been in New York still. So it's like it can change so fast. But right now, make me guess. I mean, like I feel like they're going to be I think 9-2 going to Knoxville is a real possibility. I think it's probably the most likely outcome. He's going to have some big-time opportunities. The story, we had Ralph Russo on, you know, today, and he said, like, people like the stories, and he has a great story, and that helps. And plus, I mean, it's just not like this loaded field right now for the Heisman. So right now, if you make me guess, I would at least get to New York.
So where do you think the second loss is? Is it Texas?
Yeah. And I don't feel confident saying Texas is going to beat Vanderbilt, which is just, you know, I mean, it's just crazy to say out loud. There's so many things to say about Vanderbilt football, and you're like, did I just say that out loud? God, but It's true. Like, I think Vanderbilt absolutely could go into Texas and take care of business with the way their offense is playing. But Texas's defense is still loaded, and just in Austin, I guess I'd pick Texas in a close game. I don't know, man. That's the one, because I will tell you, I won't be shocked if Missouri. I think Missouri Saturday might have as much a chance to beat Vandy as Texas does at home in the next game. So one of those two, I think they should handle the other two, and then obviously we're all hoping for like a win and end game in Knoxville, which would be just amazing.
Oh, 100%. That would be. I mean, I think that would be so much fun to watch. Joe, safe travels up to Michigan. Thanks for taking a little time to talk to us. Hopefully we made the trip go by a little faster for you.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I'll be here all day. So, yeah, anybody needs anything, just give me a ring.
All right, we'll do it. Thanks. Thanks, Joe. Joe Rexroad joining us here on the program. Of course, you can find his work in The Athletic and listen every morning from 6 to 9 with Robbie and Rexroad here on 102.5 The Game. We'll react to some of that. A lot of you still have texts about Cam Ward. Our question of the day, is Cam Ward a bust through 7 games? Yes or no? I say no. And we'll ask Tim Hasselbeck coming up at the top of the hour as well. I want to tell you that Smashville Live is back at it tomorrow night, Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue at 6 o'clock. You can see Predators players up close and personal and get autographs and pictures. It's going to be Adam Willsby and Tyson Jost out there as the players that you can check out tomorrow night at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue right here on 102.5 The Game.